today
on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Lagos, you can watch us on Facebook and on YouTube. Nigeria Info 99.3 is how you can join us on those two platforms. Nigeria Info 99.3. We're going to, and please drop your comments on there. We're going to start with the Vanguard newspaper, page 5 of the Vanguard. 2023, APC buckles to forces, opts for indirect primary.
Okay, let me start from here to say that whilst the Vanguard reports that APC has buckled and opted for indirect primaries, two other papers, the Nation and the Punch, report that the decision hasn't been finally made. Okay, so just for those who might not know, because I even had to call again to ascertain what indirect primaries is all about. Direct means that every member of the party will be allowed to cast a vote for a candidate. Now that we all know would be a Herculean task and will be fraught, will lead to all kinds of things. So what do you have? Indirect means that supposedly, and I use that word, you know, supposedly you would members of the party would then elect delegates, but all of us know that in 9 cases out of 10 the delegates are chosen anyway. That's the way they run their party. So you will then have delegates who will cast these elections. Now, delegates are subject to all kinds of things, the least being the influence of the chief executive of the state. That chief executive would either be a sitting governor or the governorship aspirant who lost out but would still be seen as head of the party. It is between them that you would find this kind of influence, that they'll be saying that, okay, Sheriff will go for this thing, but Jimmy Disu will not go, you know, for reasons like that. So the handpick. So what if indirect primaries invariably pushes power to the, you know, pushes power to the governors, because the governors have the influence, they even have the money, because also money is also involved. That much I can tell you. The other comment that we have, so we are not sure. Even though the Vanguard says that they've buckled to forces, we are not sure. It is important for those of us on the outside to know that all kinds of games are played during politics and, you know, all kinds of information are given out. So we need to be careful. All kinds of information are manipulated. That's what I was looking for. So we need to be careful. So as far as I'm concerned, even though the Vanguard says APC buckles to forces, also indirect primaries, until I get a certain signed statement by the head of the NWC, I don't know whether they call him the chairman, saying specifically this is what we are going to, this is where we are going to go, we will not. But it might look like it's heading towards indirect primaries. So that takes care of that. Sheriff, I don't know whether indirect primaries also then rules out the issues of consensus. Is it not possible that you could have consensus before you even get to indirect primaries, like it happened to the PDP convention that produced Yar'Adua?
I think this is where lobbying will now come to play.
Oh, because, not consensus.
Yeah, because the president actually said that there shouldn't be, he was speaking with them yesterday, there shouldn't be anything like imposition of any favorable or favorite candidate or anything. That's what he told them.
Well, if you read
they should allow everybody to contest.
Well, of course, that's what's going to happen on paper. I don't know why. I don't know whether the president was directing his views at a particular group.
It is very possible.
Of persons, because yes. This, I mean, of course, all kinds of things, all kinds of things are going to take place. The rumor making the rounds in the APC also has to do with the fact that the governors are saying that they would rather have one of them as the presidential candidate. And that, we remember, that's how Yar'Adua was produced. And governors are very powerful.
Yes, they are.
Whether you like it or
yes,
not,
they are.
The governors are very, very powerful. Also, here we have the story of the presidential forms put at 100 million, Sheriff. That knocks out so many people. One or two persons, we might be forced to ask them where they got the money from. Of course, it will always be my friends. And because, for example, where would the city minister get 100 million naira from? He would have to account for where that money is coming from. You know, city minister, certain persons. But we all know what happened. How do you translate to Wabulofin Shabulali? We all know the game that goes on there. These things usually end up coming from some government coffers or the other. That is a given. But it also, you see, the party itself is in a dilemma as regards funding. In the past, what I grew up to know in the days of PRP, PRP was Tarquin Cobo or something like that. PRP is members, every week you have a meeting, you donate. Okay, you donate to the party. You go for party meetings, you donate your one penny or whatever, nationwide. And that is what is used mainly, supposedly, what we are told, to run the party. In this case, I honestly don't know how it works out with either the APC or indeed the
PRP. Yeah, there is no donation. I know that one for sure.
Uh-huh. So
for sure,
no, not not donation. It is
like party dues.
Party dues. Mm. Yeah. So you have your party card. Mm. You pay your dues way back then, and it sticks. Mm. One of the reasons why this is not happening in the parties is because the party bigwigs prefer the situation where the people who are impoverished come over, and they can hand out freebies to them and have a hold on the party. So any opportunity the party has to raise funds, this is the kind of time they're waiting for. And believe you me, between 100 million and 50 million for governorship, and so on and so forth. That is why, you know, anyway, let's talk about corruption. There's no point flogging a dead horse on that. We all know that it's not likely to leave us just yet. But so we will wait and see, Sherif. We'll wait and see.
Some people are saying that this would also affect the young people. Like, what's the essence of the not too young to run law if you have this sort of thing?
Well, what we hear is that it's been lowered by 50%, but the honest to God truth is this.
For those below 40.
The honest to God truth is this. The politics we run is the politics of money. And that is one reason why you find that people who want to get into politics by any means possible must, you know, they must beg, borrow, or steal. They must look for money to do this. And therefore, immediately they get whatever, they get their mandate in whatever form. It's payback time. Mm. We are still begging the issue on democracy, Sherif. We are begging the issue. And the persons to blame are our own people. Our own people, you see, our people on the one hand want to enjoy the dividends of democracy, but they are not ready to make the sacrifice. You want to vote for money. If somebody comes and says, oh, if you don't have money, I'm not attending your meeting. You have forgotten that it's been systemic. Keep them impoverished and dangle things at them. It's a system that has been going round and round and round, and see where it has gotten us now.
But what would you rather the people do in this case? When the political class have weaponized poverty.
I thought of it when I was having a shower this morning. And I, you know, usually you think of what you're going to say. And I said to myself that I've almost given up on this country as regards being in a good position to provide good governance, to promote good. We've taken it as a given. Our tolerance for corruption is there. Our demands for money, sense of entitlement to other people's, is embedded in us. And therefore, it's a cancer that has eaten us. It is a cancer that we are almost becoming not just a failed state in all other parameters, but a failed people. Our thought processes, go to the social media, talk to people on the road, you will see that everybody, either everybody wants to contract out one part of their lives, either to God or to some other people. You will have, people will be asking you, I hope they will. Who are they? We don't have that sense of involvement. We don't have that commitment. This country has been whipped blue and black way down the line for close to 20 something years. And therefore, you find that the new, how would you, for example, see, these little things matter. These little things matter. How would you explain that somebody will tell you that because you want to make money, you should go defecate in public and do things like that? How do you explain that somebody asks you to come to church for 7 days in a week when you should be at work? You know, those little things show that the mold of our character. And believe you me, I have almost given up on just better live with what we have. In all honesty, we are not ready to make that sacrifice. We are just not ready.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, so
I mean, it's really.
But
really,
it's the truth.
It's saddening.
It's the truth. I was just saying to myself, because when I was having my child, I was saying to myself, look, Jimmy, you Sheriff, everybody in other stations, all of you you come back in every day at this and that and that and this. Mm. These things you are telling these people, are they blind? Can't they see it? Come 2023 now, you will see that all the issues we have raised have all been in vain. Mm. You'll end up electing the same people. You ask yourself, do you need somebody to tell you that there is good governance or bad governance? Can't you see it? Isn't it there for you to see? If you have a governor of a state or a local government chairman, just look around you and you will know. You can immediately, you don't even need to have traveled outside your area to know whether you have a failed state or not. So, I mean...
Olakunle on YouTube says, Uncle Jimmy, if you have almost given up, don't you think the call for an interim government to rejig the politics
is not
far-fetched?
What is interim government? We need interim people. We need to wipe out half of our population and bring in a new set of people. This interim government, it will be what? Who is... The funny thing about interim government is this. Who is going to pick who now?
Yeah.
Who is going to pick who? Everything we want to do, we want it to be an event, forgetting that it's a marathon. If the people show the resolve to say that, well, this election that is coming, we are going to elect those who will do our bidding. And believe you me, a lot of our honorables are doing our bidding because you took money from them. If as a master, you keep taking money from your servant, who then becomes your guy and who then becomes the master? Who be baboon? Who be monkey? I mean, so the interim government is not, we always like quick fix solutions thrown at us. It is a process. We are not ready for it. We are not ready to make that sacrifice.
Before we go on social media and start hearing stuff, you said something about, we need interim people. How do you mean by that?
No, I was just playing on words. Mm. That it is our people. Thank you very much. What I mean by interim people is that we the people are the problem. It's not any government. We the people ourselves are the problem. The government is a reflection of us. Mm. Because if they actually do the things that we don't want, we will move against them, but we haven't. It means we are complicit. We like it. We like suffering. We like it. As long as little things can trickle. Our brains have been tinkered with and went so bad. So that's what I mean by interim.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
I'm glad that's clarified. Let's go to page 7. Same Vanguard. NURTW crisis. Police arrest 5 as MC Oluomo Istijaba loyalists clash in Lagos. We saw this coming, didn't we?
Sheriff, I honestly don't even understand. Mm. You remember when this gentleman was appointed, I was completely aghast. Mm. As I'm speaking to you...
You were speechless.
I was speechless. I couldn't say anything. I don't know where that was coming from. You know, and it almost put one... But for the job, I would have just been in the state of Sidon look. Because I don't understand how a government appointee would also not have what they call boys. If the government has set up a PACS and whatever it is to collect funds, I thought it was government officials that will collect these things at various PACS and so on and so forth.
I thought so.
But to keep repeatedly hearing stories of clashes with this and that. So the question to ask is, has government legitimized a parallel union to the TUC?
That's to the NURTW.
To the NURTW, sorry, not TUC. I'm at a loss. I'm at a loss as to what is... going on. But the stories keep coming up. Various clashes everywhere. And you hear of MC Oluomo's boys. Are these boys now government employees? I think that you might need to get maybe the commissioner or somebody to come and give us a clear picture of this man's mandate
and his
modus operandi.
I actually tried before now.
Yeah, you try again.
Okay.
If at first you don't succeed, try again. That's what we were taught in primary school.
Not with politicians.
maybe the man himself is at a loss. Maybe himself is at a loss. Doesn't know, because somebody needs to explain to us in reality that the PACS and management or whatever it is that this gentleman heads, supported by Professor and DIG and so on and so forth, What exactly is their mandate and how exactly do they operate?
So what I know is that Lagos State Government has suspended operations and activities of NURTW.
Yes, on the one hand.
No, that's the main hand. That's the only hand.
Okay.
So why do we still have NURTW in our parks? So there will be clashes.
This is the Isti Jaba.
Yes.
Isti Jaba. They are the Tricycle Owners and Operators Association of Nigeria.
Oh, okay.
They are not under NURTW.
Okay. Well, before now also, there have been this back and forth as to where they belong.
Okay, fine. Now, these parks and whatever headed by this gentleman, are they also going to be collecting money from Okada?
Apparently, yes, apparently. Apparently.
But Sheriff, why do we do this? Why do we complicate things?
And this issue has been on now for years.
Not less than five years.
Can't
the government just issue some kind of licenses and tags to these people to buy either for a year of 6 months or quarterly that you can put on your vehicle and you put people out? Can't you do that? Can't you call it transportation tax? Okay, you buy it either monthly, and every month you change the color.
Yeah, that's what we do in my estate.
Yes. Oh, that's what you do in your estate.
You know, in my estate.
In your estate.
Yes.
Yes, you change the color. Okay, January is purple, February is red. Then you now have officials of the ministry, level 6 to whatever it is, who are at the parks, and you can then say, look, Omo, you have not paid your whatever. They have, POS. They collect it from you. Why can't we do in such a decent manner instead of having all these clashes all over the place? And don't forget that this collection system that we have here now is cash-based.
Yes,
your guess is as good as mine.
Yes, it is. It is. It is. Let's go to the Nation. We're going to leave the Vanguard. I have a story here on page 3 of the Nation. How we arrived at pardon for Dariye Nyame, others by presidency.
Yes, the presidency put out an argument, you know, as to how they ended up with pardon Dariye. I saw the Mr. Shehu Garba trying so hard to defend their position. The honest to God truth is that he relied more on the constitution, and nobody has said the president has no rights. What we're saying is that, and what he says is that, in the case of Dariye, I think also, it was done on health grounds and so on and so forth.
Okay.
I would like us to, I'm going to talk to GT Oguye at 9 o'clock, and I'm going to ask him the difference between release and pardon. If you are releasing somebody from a 5-year jail term on health grounds, what you should be doing, I think, is a release, not a pardon. There are two separate things. It's because of ill health and so on, you're saying you're releasing him. You can release him. I have no problem with that. Okay, you were jailed for 10 years, you've done 6, your health is so bad, release him, let him go. Like we did during COVID.
I honestly think this is a pardon, because the release like you said, maybe
no. It says pardon.
Aha.
So pardon means that it is wiped out.
It's
of the
wiped
records.
Out. It's wiped out. And, you and have then a clean
that
slate.
That argument doesn't hold water here. It doesn't hold water. You can release during COVID. 60 plus were released from prison. A friend of mine who was in prison, he was so lucky, he had only spent just about 3 months when this thing came out. As soon as that, they released him, he ran back to his own country. Fair enough. You could have released Dariye and Yemi on health grounds and so on and so forth. But when you say you pardon, that means you've taken it out of the records that he never had his hand in the cookie jar at all. When his case went all the way to the Supreme
Court.
That's
right. And he was found guilty.
It's deep thinking, Sheriff. Deep thinking. But I think he was more political than anything. Time will quickly show us what this is all about. But we cannot continue to sacrifice the welfare of our nation, the image of our nation, on the plate of politics. All because of politics. Politics cannot be an excuse for things that are just not right. But like I said, I'm going to call GT at 9 o'clock, and I'd like to know the difference between release and pardon.
Okay. All right. We're going to go back to the Punch. Story on page 5 of the Punch. OAU indicts professor accused of robbing private of a student. Or robbing on students or something.
Yeah, no,
it's a very difficult thing they wrote in the papers. Yeah,
yes,
yeah.
Yes. Mm. But without going into too much of the... if you read the story itself, you need to find time to read the story. It is amazing. Now, this gentleman, the professor, is a professor of Yoruba incantations and stylistics in the Department of Linguistics and African Languages.
He's incantations.
Yes. Dot in before and stylistics in the Department of Linguistics. So this girl, this lady, this student, I'll leave out the name of the student and I'll leave out the name of the professor because even though it's in the papers.
Yeah, it's in the papers.
It's in the papers, but we're still giving the benefit of the doubt.
Hmm.
The long and short of the story in front of me is that this man, through all kinds of means, the lady claims through all kinds of means, a student who went to meet him in his office. Do you get me? Who went to meet him in his office now told the student in Yoruba three times that I'd like to have something to do with you. I'd like to have the work for me. I'd like to have something to do. I'd like to, and then the girl, before she knew it, the deed had been done. In spite of the fact that the man also mentioned the girl's boyfriend, that if it's not for this, if it's not for this boy, I don't think anything. You know, you'll be saying no.
Hmm.
Now, where this is going is what I always, you know, talk about precedents.
Hmm.
When they were looking for when the issue of the vice chancellor came up, okay, and some people didn't see anything wrong in the theater that we saw. I mean, this is the result. This is the same university. Okay, today, don't forget the fact that the man is a professor of Yoruba incantations doesn't mean other people will not have access to such things.
That's right.
So we have a serious problem in the University of Ife as we speak. This resort to incantations and water. These incantations, I am told, I haven't used it, but I am told that they can be very effective.
They can.
I'm told. I don't pretend that.
Are you sure?
You grew up in.
You have not. You have not tried it before.
Oh, Bokari.
Because you have something in your left pocket.
So that one is for protection. This one is for dubious matters. You know, it's a dangerous development. A professor in the university premises.
Yeah, right there.
He's doing something that usually was done when we were young. It was done in motor park areas. Somebody will slap somebody and, you know, things like that.
Hmm.
So anyway, that is the story that we have.
The university says that the prof has a case to answer, that they will get to the bottom.
Yes, the prof, of course, will have a case to answer, because the description the girl gives is quite vivid.
Hmm.
It's quite vivid.
So what do we say? The incantation didn't work or what?
I don't. Let me see.
Abi, if the girl can...
No, it worked, but everything has an expiry. This thing. What it does is that is a form of what I'll call native hypnosis.
Hmm.
You know, with the Yoruba hypnosis, you dangle something.
Yeah.
Our own Akurube. When we're playing, you played football, Kikiri. Mm. Have you forgotten when we were playing football, they put something on you, put a ring on your feet, to bad la shot.
I did not.
Have you had that?
I did not witness that one.
I remember, I was a kid, I used to sneak into Baraka's corner in stadium here. And he had that. What if Kikiri is the forecast? We go, Jule. Bele.
So when the keeper touches the ball, what happens?
You don't want to. This is early morning. One day I will give you the news of. I give you the gist about what happened when I was in school.
Mm.
One of the schools that I attended. There was a bit of this, a bit of that in, you know, Kurube in schools.
Oh.
School soccer.
Oh, okay.
You have never heard of it?
No. I've heard of it, but I never believed.
Well, I honestly don't know what to believe. I haven't seen the proof.
Exactly.
But I remember, in 1971, there was a particular school in Lagos here. They didn't wash their jerseys throughout the tournament. And by the time they got to semi-final, one of my friends, who was a goalkeeper of a very famous school, said that one of the problems you had even tackling them was the smell coming from their jerseys. They said there was a rumor that they never washed their jerseys and that they buried a cow alive somewhere on Lagos Island.
For what?
To win.
To win. My school won principal cup. We didn't do anything. We didn't do anything. We didn't do anything, and we won.
I don't know. We don't know about these things. But I'm not ready to put anything to test.
But like you said, I think I want to say that OAU needs to really, really do a bit of an introspection and try and clean up this school.
But it's not just... Oh, you see, this is why you need to guard areas of education. And that's why, you know, at one time also, even in other states, I was very, very vocal about what you make of our universities. These are sacred ground. You get it wrong at that level, you get it wrong for life.
For life.
Because university education, the way I was told and the way I was taught is almost about 60% academics, but 40% mental development. Hmm. When you begin to have things like this in a university, what kind of graduates are you going to be producing?
If we open up the phone lines now and ask people to tell their sexual harassment stories, we will not leave this place.
We won't leave this place. Oh. And I want to go and have tea down the corridor.
Let's take two.
Say two.
Two calls. Sexual harassment story.
No. It's too early in the morning. It's depressing.
There's a big problem.
It's depressing. And the problem is not just even just sexual harassment. The problem is the general thinking and sense of it. Don't forget, sexual harassment also has an undertone of sense of entitlement. Because a man is your boss and you work under him, that's the word, you use the word under him, but because he's your boss, you feel the right that you can mutilate the woman any way you like. And it works vice versa. Yes. It's a sense of entitlement. A landlord will be telling you that you must, you know, this is my house, this is what I will do. People have a sense of entitlement. Look at our society now. You remember the other day, trivial as it is, when we had this argument about if a lady visits a man, the man must provide transport money.
Who said the rule?
Who is the beneficiary of what now? You know, things like that. Look, our people are so funny. On their own birthday, they will ask you for your present. Well, Uncle Sharif, we'll pay 25 lenny. On the day of your birthday, they will still ask you for a present. Well, Uncle Sharif, they need birthday here. Dakole. So I have which way.
We have to go now.
All right, Sharif.
It's been great doing this. At 9 o'clock, you'll be back.
I'll be back. I'll have the stallion. We are going to look a bit at this. What's the name of this school now?
It's Chrisland.
Chrisland. Look at it. And then half of it also, we'll be talking to GT on this and on this issue of pardon and release. Let's get the two perspectives correct.
Fantastic.
And of course, we'll take calls from our listeners.
Awesome. Daily Digest at 9 o'clock with Jimmy Disu. I'm Sharif Quadri. Let's take the news now. After the news, we'll talk about schizophrenia. I have our friend Ayaba Neuropsychiatric Hospital here with us. And we'll be discussing this. Stay here.
Shagun, where that MTN SIM card where I sent you by?
Boss, I don't drop them. Since for table with your change.
99.3 Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk. 99.